are at 7 after the hour, Beyond Good Day, Before Good Day. This is the Good Day Gang with our stories of the day. Rich McFadden is here, Jennifer Horn, Roberta off and about, but that's all right. We have good stories. And we're going to meet a fellow named Neil Asbury, who is an important contributor to the revitalization of American manufacturing. We'll talk to him for a few minutes and then be visited by Larry the Cable Guy. So all of these pieces
Peter Dunn
in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As long as Jennifer's voice was the last one you heard other than mine, she gets to go first with her. Isn't that nice? How this is like in the fourth grade when you spoke out of class. Okay, then you, Mr. Steffen,
if you have
go
so much
first.
To say.
Yeah, it's time for you to go to town. All right, so what are we doing? That is,
well, I wanted to talk a little bit about this Jorn Vandersloot deal, because I have a question for you boys. I need some help figuring out.
This guy's freaky. The guy who killed the two women.
Allegedly, right? This is
allegedly.
I know,
okay.
Allegedly. Jorn Vandersloot, who was involved, obviously, in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, he is currently in prison in Peru because he was convicted of murder of another woman there. Well, the word is out now that he is going to be a father. He got a woman pregnant while he was in jail. And so this is what I wanted to chat a little bit about, conjugal visits. Do we think these are okay? I mean, this guy is convicted of murder. He's a bad guy. And part of the punishment is that he has to be pulled away from society. And in my estimation, I think part of that is that you're pulled away from romance, from having the, your needs met. By someone, I don't know. I just don't know if I love the fact that he's able to even have the opportunity to impregnate a woman while he's in prison.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
So then it just got me thinking, conjugal visits are very much a part of the prison system. And do we agree with them? And yes or no? I mean, I guess there's a point to be argued that if you're on the side of having them, it prevents maybe some violence or violent behaviors in prison. But on the other side of things, you took away someone else's rights. Now mm-hmm. your rights should be taken
right.
away. So why do you get to have this privilege?
You bring up the point. What kind of a demon seed is this guy? And do you
is that
really
sort of thing hereditary? Does it get passed on?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Do you want to take the chance?
I thought there'd been some studies on this.
This guy's psycho.
Yeah. I think there have been some studies on this, and there is a provocative genetic connection sometimes between these people and their offspring. It all has to do with depression. It's a chemical imbalance in your body. I mean, that's the technical reality of what's going on. That's why some people are antisocial and some people aren't. Or some people go way off. I mean, there are a lot of antisocial people around, but they don't go out and they hack people up and put them down the toilet or whatever some of these crazies do. And so the thing that bothers me about the system is that often you hear these district attorneys say, this guy can stand trial because he's mentally competent. Anybody who does anything like that is by definition insane. They are not mm-hmm. competent.
Yeah.
So then how do you deal with the reality of having to take an eye for an eye or get justice metered or whatever it is that you're talking about? How do you do that under the circumstances, especially with some of these horrific crimes?
Mm-hmm.
But again, understand the clinical definition of insanity. These people are by definition insane.
Mm-hmm. And that's what gets me thinking. I mean, okay, so I may not be for conjugal visits, but who comes to visit these guys in that manner anyway?
Right.
What is it with these women that have this thing for these murderers? I remember when the Menendez brothers, remember the groupies at the Menendez brothers had?
They got married. Yeah. One of them got married in jail.
Same thing with Richard Ramirez. He got married in prison. It's like, who are these women, and what is it about that behavior that is attractive in any way?
Hmm. Well, but there are some, again, back to definition of insanity.
All you can say is anything that comes from the two of them is going to have to be nuts and is going to grow up. How do you grow up normal knowing those are your parents?
And think about the other things that contribute to this. Maybe as simple as the kinds of food you're eating, what you're drinking, these sorts of things, the chemicals that are in all of this stuff. and the impact they have on your body and your brain are just really astounding. And not something to be trifled with, or not something to not understand. As you just drink some of these things, like a Red Bull, these energy drinks, you know, that I was talking about an energy drink earlier that's connected to longevity, but it's not chock-a-block. I said, look at the nutrient. Look at the part of the bottle that tells you what's in it. And you can see by drinking some of these things, or look at the food and see what's in that, or whatever it is you're putting into your body. Your body is a chemical reality. Your body is about chemicals. And so, under the circumstances, what your body is about is what you put into it. You are what you eat. 13 after the hour, and good day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Rich and I are happy to meet Anna Trebunskaya.
Who is... No. You have to say it.
Yes. She Anna just said Trebunskaya.
The...
Yes.
Trebunskaya.
I love the way she says it. Do it again.
Trebunskaya.
Oh, I love it.
You've just made their day, Anna.
Trebunskaya. I mean, that's
just by
sexy
saying
right
your
there.
Name, they're glowing.
Trebunskaya.
It's a kind of a tongue twister. Try to say it three times in a row.
Trebunskaya. Trebunskaya. Trebunskaya.
Trebunskaya.
There you go.
You have to say it slow, Doug.
We can spend all of our time talking about her name rather than what she does.
Yeah.
One of the contestants on ABC's Dancing.
Well, she's
with
a professional dancer.
As a professional dancer.
She's the one who takes a slob like you and makes it look like you can dance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of physical and mental challenges does this present to you? Because this is a very physical deal, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we rehearse up to 8 hours a day, and now not all of them is running around, but you still end up kind of building up those achy spots, and you basically, let me bring it to you this way, being sore every day is normal.
I have just the thing. There's a product called Ultra Joint that I advertise. You might want to check that out. It'll take care of all those aches and pains.
Right. Maybe it just needs a day off somewhere in there. Not that I'm asking for a day off.
No, day off.
I don't want any days off. I want to go on till the end of the season. We only in week three. Very exciting season, but no, everybody got to vote for me.
Everybody is so competitive this season, Anna. Everybody's had experience now on the show because it's an all-star season. So who do you think are your biggest competitors this year?
Honestly, it's like everybody. Because let me break it down for you. Some people who have maybe like the technical skills, right? And some other people have won the show. But then somebody else maybe aren't as better technical dancers, but you know they have a fan base. Mm-hmm. Because that fan base is keeping them and it kept them in the past. So it's kind of like, you know, Kirstie Alley can go to the final, or she can be eliminated tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was surprised Joey went home so early.
That's exactly my point. Like, Joey was, you know, an amazing entertainer, definitely a crowd favorite, and he went home week two. I mean, that just tells you how tough the level of a competition it is. And a lot of people have watched the show, and, you know, season 15, and a lot of people watch the show and enjoy it, but they don't necessarily vote, and that's exactly what happens. Like, Drew and I, Drew, who won season two and never been in the bottom two in his life, he can't say that anymore. Week two, he's in the bottom two with me.
Mm. Right.
So it's like you watch, you gotta vote, you gotta keep your favorites, and I just hope those favorites are me and Drew.
Well, Drew is really good because he's a showman, but he also has some of those technical skills. I don't think he's like stronger in one or the other. He seems really well balanced. Is that true?
I think he is. Yeah, he's a hard worker. You know what? I don't know if he's vocal about it, but before he became a pop singer, I guess I can say that, he was in the Army. Did you know that?
No,
you did not.
I don't think
that.
I did know that.
Hmm. So I'm like, what? Because usually, and I'm not to be saying anything, but usually talent are kind of a little bit like, oh, I just don't feel it, da-da-da-da-da. He's like, no, let's do it again. He's very disciplined. And I think the fact that he was in the Army, kind of, that's what it is.
Huh.
He's very disciplined. He's a hard worker. So he gets those technical things, and he understands the importance of technique. He appreciates it. But at the same time, he's a natural performer, and he loves Monday nights, and he loves going out there and just blasting it out.
Anna, how do you get paired with your celebrities? I mean, you guys play in, you know, all the dancers get back in,
you know,
backstage.
One,
you play
one,
rock, paper, scissors, or you, no, like, wrestle for it? What do you do?
Yeah, like, I would like to know, personally, because, actually, it's always, I mean, it always makes sense at the end. I think this season, the pairings are very logical, and everything is, like, this season is all based on personality. You know, some celebrity who's a little bit maybe quiet, they are paired with, I will say, wilder pro, more fun pro.
Right.
And then somebody vice versa. So it's kind of like, I can say about me and Drew, we have matched really well. Like, we work really well together. I totally get his humor. He gets where I'm coming from. It's like he's probably one of my definitely better partners ever, so.
Do any of the professionals ever go, I pulled the short straw? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, they have some where you're like, well, this person is naturally going to be good, I think. And then you get some people where you're like, how's this going to happen?
Yeah, well, then that happens. Of course that happens. But then you never know. You just never know. You could be paired with Joey Fatone and go, oh, my gosh, I have this amazing guy, and then be eliminated week two. So it's like, it's kind of, especially this season, it's so unpredictable that you can't complain, and you can't really expend your energy on things like that. You just have to focus on what needs to be done now.
How many of your fans are guys like me, where they don't particularly remember to turn the show on, but their wife watches it, and they walk through the room, and they're like, whoa, hello.
They get stuck.
Yeah, you get stuck because you're like, wow, look at her.
Probably we have a few. Yeah, I probably have a few.
I'm thinking you have a lot.
I hope so.
Yeah.
If only all those guys who stop in front of TV for a second would pick up their cell phone and vote. 1-800-868-3408 or text.
3-4-8. You got my vote.
We want the fiery redhead. Yeah. We want
my wife votes for you. So.
No shame, guys. This season, I have no shame. I'm pulling all the stops.
You just bought my
You're
vote.
You're gonna do well.
Anna Trebunskaya.
Trebunskaya.
Nice job, Richie. 21 after.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
So the discussion continues here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Beyond and Before Good Day. People say, what does that mean? I don't know. It depends on when you're listening to this. Much anything else, sometimes people listening to it. The beauty of what we do here, because of technology, the program is actually on the air until 10 o'clock Eastern Time every day. And so sometimes people, their station may go away at 9 o'clock Eastern. They carry different parts of the program. So if you want to hear the entire program, you go to the DougSteffen.com website, Doug, STEPHAN.com website, big banner in the middle of the page. Click on that. Listen live now. Or you can hit the listen button and listen to some of the podcasts, the hour by hour, which are described on the homepage of DougSteffen.com as well. Here to entertain and be of service, because the conversation is sort of duopolistic. Is that a word? You know what a duopolistic
is? It is now.
Is duopolistic?
Once somebody says it, it's officially
it's a word. It's a word. Officially
yep.
A word. All right, so Richie, speaking of words, it's your turn to lay some words on us.
I've got two words for you. KitchenAid.
Uh-huh.
You know them, right?
I have a 34-year-old KitchenAid dishwasher in my kitchen.
Okay. All right. So they make refrigerators, mixers, blah, 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 all kinds of stuff. Well, just like any other major company or brand, they have a social media department. And Wednesday night during the presidential debate, when Barack Obama credited his grandmother, who helped raise him, for making him the man he was, and told that she passed away 3 days before he was elected president, KitchenAid or somebody in their Twitter department sent this tweet. Obama's GMA, Grandma, even knew it was going to be bad. She died 3 days before he became president.
Oh, tacky.
Yeah, that is tacky.
So the insensitive tweet went out to the company's 25,000 followers, but also had the hashtag 2012 presidential debate. And so it was included in NBC's social debate conversation as well. And everybody was all over it. A couple of the tweets that came in after it were, I love how people are going after KitchenAid's throats. Now watch as their sales go down. Somebody else said, never mix brand with personal. KitchenAid is learning the hard way.
Well, look at what happened with Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yep.
Same.
And let me see. KitchenAid, owned by Whirlpool, immediately went into spin control, offering apologies.
Spin control. Get it?
Yep. Spin control. So here is the official apology from KitchenAid. Hello, everyone. My name is Cynthia Soledad, and I am the head of KitchenAid brand social marketing. I would like to personally apologize to President Barack Obama, his family, and everyone on Twitter for the offensive tweet sent earlier. It was carelessly sent in error by a member of our Twitter team who, needless to say, won't be tweeting for us anymore. That said, I take full responsibility for my team. Thank you for hearing me out.
Okay. So does that make a difference? You go back to buy a KitchenAid now?
It's out there. So, you know, we have to ask the question. The Chick-fil-A thing, in many ways for them, it was very good for their business.
Yep.
So depending on how you believe, if you get the ardent right who says, yeah, KitchenAid, I love them, they don't like Obama.
Yeah.
Or if you get the ardent left who says, boo, KitchenAid, we hate them, they don't like Obama. So, you know, me, my philosophy is I try to stay where I'm not going to offend anybody, and especially if you're a dishwasher company, you should probably do the same thing.
Yeah, just keep it out.
But sometimes it works out, you know, so who knows? I guess we'll just have to see what it does. You know, I think this will probably fade away and not affect them greatly.
Right.
It won't be the Chick-fil-A story.
Yeah. But still, it's something that seems kind of silly, and you wonder why.
You know what? When you hire people, you have to tell them the rules, because that was just stupid.
Well, so many people think their thoughts and opinions, and maybe that's what television has done.
Rule number one.
All these 24-hour cable is, what do I think? Well, who cares what you think?
On social media, read it once, read it twice,
and then
read
it
a third time, and then maybe send it out.
We have Larry the Cable Guy, plus a conversation with Neil Asbury coming up here on Good Day.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life, because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-5994. That's 1-800-530-5994. 1-800-530-5994.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
After the hour with Jennifer, Doug, and Rich. The Good Day program now, as we try to deal into some issues, we dig in and try to get a little bit more out of what the essence is of conversation. You may have heard conversation the last couple of days about how jobs are coming back to America because smaller business people can't really monitor what needs to be, you know, the oversight needs to be there in order to make sure you're selling a good product, and it's not easy to do that. Neil Asbury has a entrepreneurial background. He has a great deal of small business expertise, has a program called Made in America, and thought he'd be pretty interesting in terms of commentary on the trend. Neil Asbury, welcome to Good Day.
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, this you have worked hard to promote American products around the world, American-made products. So how do you see this trend, or is it? Is this media, news media hype, or is there really something going on? Are small businesses trying to bring the manufacturing process back to America?
Well, it's a great question, and I don't think it's only small business. I think it's the same thing applies to medium businesses and large businesses as well. I mean, the fundamentals are there. And I started my career, I lived in Asia for 22 years. I went there as a very young guy and became successful as an entrepreneur along the way. I started a manufacturing company in Asia, and I was very, very successful with it. We were the exclusive provider and manufacturer of the McDonald's kitchens throughout Asia and the Middle East, and that was during a period of time that they were really booming, and you heard about restaurants opening up in China and India and Saudi Arabia and all these places. Well, we were the contractor who actually built them, supplied them, and installed them, and so it was a really great business, and because of that, we got a lot of other accounts because, you know, being such an iconic chain, and if we were good enough for them, we were good enough for everybody. So I had this really wonderful business. Before long, I had several hundred people working in this plant that I had started. And I had the proverbial tiger by its tail. But, you know, what these countries tell you about the business climate and trying to recruit manufacturers to go to China or Taiwan or Korea or to Thailand or Indonesia, Malaysia, you know, take your pick. I mean, they give you just this very, very rosy sort of picture about their country and their business climates and so forth. But the truth be told, and if we talk about China, but every country has these sorts of problems. The bureaucracy, even though you think the bureaucracy is terrible here, I mean, in China, you're dealing with a communist country, security issues. You know, the plant that I had was in the Philippines, but you know, I was an assassination target. You know, so I mean, there's all sorts of things going on out there that, you know, that they're not going to tell you about up front that's really going to impact your life and your family's life. But if you just look at the commercial aspect, the lack of infrastructure, huge. The lack of communications, highways, the port systems, you know, being very inefficient.
So, Neil, how does that work with the bottom line? Because the bottom line is the bottom line, and they can make things cheaper than we are, or at least that's perception.
Well, that's the perception. And as a manufacturer, now, remember, an Asian manufacturer, now I'm very bullish on American manufacturing. In the last few years, I've acquired 5 American manufacturing companies. I have 3 more that I'm trying to buy now. I believe American manufacturing is the wave of the future.
How are
you
competitive?
The bottom line, let's talk about that. You know, we talk about labor, you know, as, you know, everyone says, well, you know, a dollar an hour for labor or whatever it is, and, you know, throw a number out there. But believe me, that's not your cost, because if you start adding in all of the different social costs that you have to add on top of that, and even labor itself, and the products that I manufacture, it's only about 10% of the overall cost is your direct labor. You know, so even if you're saving half of, after you add everything in and you get a fully burdened cost on your labor, even if you're saving half, even say you're saving 3/4, you're only saving somewhere between 5-6% of the overall value of that product. And the inefficiencies in all these other areas, like security, the overwhelming bureaucracy,
and then the cost of shipping,
the cost of logistics, the opportunity cost of being so far away, managing this, manufacturing a workforce half a world away, you know, dealing with foreign languages, political unrest, and all of that, it just eats that 5%.
So how many companies do you have in the United States now, Neil, that are manufacturing goods sold here and around the world?
Five.
And how much of that, is that a trend, do you see, or is it still not a trend?
Well, you see, you know, you're starting to see these stories, and I'm glad that you're reporting on it. I've written a lot about it. I speak a lot about this on Made in America, my radio show. I believe this trickle is going to turn into a flood. However, we have to get the right policies out there to start convincing entrepreneurs like myself it's time to come back home. America's got some of the best job creators in the world, but unfortunately, they're not working in this country anymore. They've left this country. But the time is ripe to bring them back. If we just sent them a message that it's the time to come back home, you went out there, and please come back. The policies are right. The tax policies, you know, these issues that we're talking about in this campaign, about what sort of tax policy should we have? What sort of regulatory policy should we have? What are we going to do about our health care? What are we going to do about this debt? If we would just send the right message that we're going to deal with these problems, this trickle would turn into a flood. What you call backshoring or onshoring would be the wave of the future. And I got to tell you, I'm talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 million jobs here. I'm telling you, a lot of jobs coming back home if we get this right.
Well, it sounds like something that we ought to continue in earnest to be focused on. Thank you, Neil. That was very helpful. Neil Asbury does a radio program called Made in America and has a lot of insight from his own experiences in running small businesses in our country. Larry the Cable Guy up next here on Good Day.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together,
will rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear. But we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Good day, every day.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Roberta Fasanelli is feeling no pain. And then there's Jennifer Horn, who is here to help us. There's a great video of the day today, and we're also going to post some wonderful pictures of some dogs. Everybody loves dog video, dog pictures. Our video today features a dog that doesn't really want his master to exercise. So if you would like to have a little, it's always a smile, maybe a wry smile. Check out our video of the day with the dog trying to get the boss, the master, not to exercise. It's very cool stuff. In a moment, I believe we're going to meet Larry the Cable Guy. Have we met him before? I can't remember if we've met him before or not. Larry, have we met you before?
Already.
We have met you before?
You have met me before.
I have?
Who is it?
I don't know. Who is this?
They just patched Larry through, so he's...
Yeah, who is this?
He's wondering where he woke up this morning.
Where are you, and what are we doing here?
Oh, sorry. I was up late last night. I was scrapbooking.
No kidding.
You were scrapbooking? What kind of pictures do you put in your scrapbook, Larry?
Oh, they're just fantastic. They're beautiful scenes of parks and rivers.
Just stickers and stuff that you use?
I'm scrapbooking my kids. I got my kids in there.
Oh, you got your kids in there?
How old are your children?
Oh, damn. I don't know. I got to check their Facebook, but I think 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Very good.
Something like that.
Well, they're Chinese. I can't figure that out. Uh-huh. I'll get to the bottom of it.
All right, I want you to meet, we have somebody that's in our group here on the Good Day program. Her name is Roberta Fasanelli. She is someone who reports on things that are available very inexpensively, and I expect you'd be probably interested in some of the Queen of Cheap freebies.
Hey, look, my favorite store is the dollar store.
The dollar store.
I love the dollar store.
Yeah, you know, we got a dollar store. Now they just opened up a 90-cent store about 4 blocks from the dollar store. But I'm still going to the dollar store. I ain't going to the 98-cent store, because that's the cheap stuff.
That's the cheap stuff.
I'm going to stay where the quality is.
Then you have to count the change, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that. Just make it easy. Charge me that extra 2 cents and just let me walk out and give me my dollar.
Well, if you got a person working a register and they got to count out the change, you know, that's going to take you an extra 17 minutes.
That's for sure.
Yeah. If you want to have some fun, go to a store and order something. If it comes to like $32.89, give that, say it comes to $39.89, give that person $40.11 and kick back and watch the fun begin.
That's so true, isn't it? That's so true.
Especially at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
Larry, we were talking about Walmart a little earlier. Do you like going to Walmart?
You know what? I love Walmart. They carry a lot of my products, but I give them a good ribbon. That's why I like Walmart. They got a good sense of humor, and they got good... I just come up with a thing the other day. I said, here's one thing you'll never hear at a Walmart in China. Who makes this crap? Never mind. But no, I do enjoy them. Look, growing up as a kid, you know, that was a one-stop shop. You needed it, you went there. But, yeah, I enjoy going there. I get all my shirts at Walmart.
Really?
I'm a medium at Walmart.
Yeah.
Do they come with arms at Walmart? Do you make your own, or do they come ready to go?
No, I go ahead and cut the sleeves out, but that's good for me. It'll give me something to do. I cut the sleeves out, and then when I'm watching television or something, you know, I make a quilt out of the sleeves.
All right, Larry the Cable Guy is here with us on Good Day. He's a best-selling author, Billboard award-winning comical things that he's put on to some of the records. We don't call them records anymore.
No, a CD.
A CD, right, okay.
And I was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards in 2006 and one in 2007, I believe, but I didn't get one, but I do have a little good news ain't for me. A couple of days ago, I'm about 99% sure I'm going to get me my first Grammy Award this year.
That's great. Right. Congratulations.
Yay.
Good for you.
Hey,
well, right now, I'm the leading bidder on eBay for it.
When you get this Grammy, where will you put it in your house?
Well, I'm probably not really out because, first of all, I feel bad. I didn't know Wang Chung was having money trouble, so... it says Wang. If I get it, I'll have to scratch out the Wang or the Chung or something. But.
Oh, yeah. All right, Larry is traveling this weekend. He's in a food truck, visiting some of the great sporting events, including the Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. He's also going to Phoenix and Lincoln, Nebraska, and Green Bay, Wisconsin. You can keep up with Larry by visiting WildberryFlavor.com. Tell us about Wild American Flavor Sweepstakes that you're involved in, Larry.
I sure will. First of all, I find it funny that you wouldn't. That's the first time anybody I've ever done a show, and they said you can find Larry traveling around in a food truck.
We're looking for you, Larry.
I understand that that's where you are going to be, is in a food truck.
Toured in a food truck, and Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah. Well, most people travel on those big buses, and you're traveling around a food truck. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
That's convenient, Larry. You hit the roadkill, you pick it up, you pull it in the truck, and you cook it up.
Right. Put it in the fryer.
Well, look, I teamed up with Filoseco TC last year. And I love them because I have been a frequent heartburn sufferer. And so
you also give people heartburn. You knew that, right?
I know. And so I teamed up with them. We got a new thing this year called New Filoseco TC Wildberry.
Yeah.
And it's just, just take like a regular pill, and it just gives you a burst of wild berry flavor. I mean, it's pretty awesome. People say, why do you need a wild berry? Well, you probably don't, but it's America, and we do what we want. We're trying something different that people will enjoy. And I got to tell you, it's awesome. But what I need people to do is, this is what I'm plugging. The Wild American Flavor Tour is me plug in the website, wildberryflavor.com. Mm-hmm. And we want people to go on that website, and we're going to give away $5,000 and 2 tickets to one of 3 major sporting events in the United States. Now, I'm not going to say what we're giving tickets away to. It's on the website. I want you to see what it is. All I'm saying is you get 2 tickets to each one of these 3 events.
Cool.
So go on there and check out what we got, but it's wildberryflavor.com. And
before you leave, Larry, yes. I want to know if you watched the presidential debate the other night and what your observations may have been.
You know what? I did watch the presidential debates, and I watched it on a big, huge screen that was in 3D.
Really?
It was awesome, and it was almost like being right there bored with the rest of the camera. I did notice these were the only candidates. And when you see, the people all make-upped up and shiny, I was thinking, you know, this is the only time I've ever seen a debate where the candidates and the podiums were both made out of wood, it appeared. It was crazy.
It was great. All right, Larry.
The only thing I was upset about was they didn't talk about the one topic that's really going to affect Americans.
And that would be?
The bacon shortage.
Right.
There's
a big problem with that.
I just looked at wildberryflavor.com. Holy moly, I'm totally entering. So good.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, isn't it? Yeah, so it's crazy. I want people to go in there and check it out. Wildberryflavor.com.
Larry, the cable guy on Good Day. Larry, take good care.
Whoa,
be careful in that
before
truck.
You go. Before you go.
Yes, sir.
Larry,
Give it.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the master of medical information, with the questions and answers. Actually, he studies all of the medical journals and brings you an update of all of the things that are of import to you and the general audience. You just asked me a question, and I, out of the corner of my ear, we have a story, actually, at DougStefan.com about this rare meningitis outbreak that actually has spread to 5 states. What do you know about the source of this and whether it's contagious or not, Ken?
It's not contagious. The source of it is in your backyard. It's coming from a pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts. There's an outbreak of a rare and deadly form of meningitis. Doug, meningitis is an infection of the covering, the meninges of the brain. It's sick. 26 people in 5 states, including 2 in my state, Florida, who've received steroid injections, mostly for back pain. 4 have died, and more cases are expected. 18 cases in Tennessee. There's a Nashville clinic. They received the largest shipment of the steroids suspected in the outbreak. It's called methylprednisolone acetate. It's coming from a specialty pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts, who've issued the recall of the drug.
Really? All right, so we better dig around in that. What is meningitis, by the way? What do people need to know about it and look for?
The symptoms include worsening and severe headache, the worst headache you've ever had, mm-hmm. with nausea, dizziness, fever, and often a bad stiff neck.
In other words, the same way you feel if you've had too much to drink.
It's a fever, a headache, and a stiff neck, and you can die from it if it's not treated.
All right, so that's something to look out for. Late medical news. Also, from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, more conversation about fish and what it does for us, especially when it comes to your heart.
Exactly. For people, Doug, concerned about their heart health, it may be best to eat fish instead of taking individual omega-3 fatty acids in supplement forms. Eating fish regularly was linked to a lower risk of heart failure, but taking the supplements in whatever combination, concentration of the different omega-3s demonstrated inconsistent benefits. The current American Heart Association recommendation is to eat at least 2 servings of fatty fish per week. Salmon, herring, sardines, and albacore tuna are the best sources.
All right, let's talk about kidney disease and the latest on what the what can be the lead up to getting kidney disease.
There's more evidence that sitting may be harmful to your health. This is out of the American Journal of Kidney Disease. this week. Doug, studies suggest that people who sit for prolonged periods every day have a higher risk, it's amazing, of diabetes, heart attack, and even some cancers. And this new research shows that sitting for long stretches may also raise the risk for chronic kidney disease, especially in women. My advice, if you sit 8 hours or more a day, make sure you walk at least 30 minutes a day.
Mom news. Hypertension, if you're pregnant, I guess we need a definition of what hypertension is and what that might do to the ensuing birth.
Out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week, hypertension, it's elevation of blood pressure. Children of women who suffer high blood pressure during pregnancy, that's the key, may pay a price even decades later. This new research suggests that these offspring score lower on thinking skills in their tests in old age. So this is amazing. What your mother did for you while you were in the uterus can affect your ability to think when you're in your 70s.
Wow. All right, let's spend a minute here going back a bit to your heart, your risk of coronary artery disease, heart concerns. It can begin at a young age. You gotta really know what your cholesterol numbers are, your triglyceride numbers are, as Ken suggests here about cholesterol, what he finds in his practice.
Doug, yes, high cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients, and there's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it because it's safe, FDA-registered Cardiol. It's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Taking responsibility for your heart health starts now. Listen to Dr. Ken. He's one of America's most sought-after cardiologists. He knows his stuff. 30 days, he says, and you could see a difference in your cholesterol numbers and your triglycerides. And the folks at Cardiol want to give you the first 30 days free. All you got to do is go online to cardiol.net/Ken. Click on Dr. Ken's free trial. Again, order it online, cardiol.net/Ken. Dr. Ken's free trial, a 30-day trial period of Cardiol. Also, you can try 888-809-6424 to order it on the phone. 888-809-6424 for free Cardiol.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a 7-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.